This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's a story. It's a little gory.
What?
The guy that got his leg caught.
Yeah, I don't want to do that story.
That auger?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Jamie. The reason I bring this up is there was an entire movie about this.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was big.
Utah. Wasn't there that guy in Utah?
What was it called?
I cut off my arm and saved my life.
No.
Yeah. That's what it was called.
No,
it's kind of a long title.
Something like something 127, wasn't it?
You're asking. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask those yahoos.
Well, it's happened again.
What was that movie called?
127 Hours.
Yeah, 127. Yeah, 127 Hours. The guy in Utah, they got caught on that hiking trip,
mm-hmm.
and he was wedged between two rocks, right? He had to take out a pocket knife.
Cut off his arm.
You don't want to talk about this?
Oof, no.
It happened again.
This guy, no. What did
Just
he cut
quickly.
Off? What did he cut
I won't
off?
Play the audio.
An arm or a leg?
Leg.
The audio is so good.
Oh, a leg?
Yeah.
Took
a
Seems
leg
like
off.
It would be easier to cut off your arm.
Here's his picture.
I don't know how you do this.
He's missing his leg.
Yeah.
That's a
pocket knife. That's why I carry a knife.
Yeah. So you can cut off your leg?
In case I need to.
But
you
here's
never know.
The thing. Why didn't he wait? Somebody was going to come and find him. He's out on the farm.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to talk about it.
I mean, honestly, you know when the farmers are out, you know, like, oh, John hasn't come home yet. Wouldn't you go look for him?
You would think so.
Why did he?
Well, I guess out there, the fields are just so big.
Well, I know, but wouldn't somebody notice he didn't come home?
I don't know.
Wow.
All right. They say, let's see, 63-year-old Nebraska farmer who lost the lower part of his leg in a farm accident. I guess he got stuck with some auger. I don't know how he got stuck. Took out his pocket knife and cut off his own leg in order to save his life.
This is awful.
Could it be reached? His cell phone. I guess he had no service out there. That's why he needs T-Mobile.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
I'm trying to help.
No, that's so amazing.
I'm trying to.
He should have gone to T-Mobile.com or his nearest T-Mobile store.
Yeah.
He would have still had it. That's my next commercial. You know, old John would have still had his leg if he had T-Mobile.
See, I figure if I throw in some of Jamie's sponsors with this story, she'll let me do the story, okay? So, okay. First of all, this guy would not be in this shape if he had T-Mobile.
And I think he gets a discount at the beach. Because he doesn't have to tan the whole body.
He could use a tan. Look at him. Yeah. Well, let's see. With that one part of the leg missing, that's probably at least a 15% discount.
Yeah, right.
And look at this. Look at him. Look at him sitting in his wheelchair.
Aww.
Wouldn't he look so much more comfortable in a Sleep Number bed?
He really would. All right, we got him off.
All right, here's what I want to do.
He would know that he was out there. Did it say? Does it say, like, is he married? Does it where's
his family?
He couldn't
use his cell phone. He came up with a gruesome solution. Oof. Oh, he feared he was going to lose consciousness. And therefore, once he lost consciousness, he just assumed that his life would be over because nobody would get there in time.
Wow.
Which he might be right. Because who knows? I mean, he might have been bleeding and who knows. So he pulled out his pocket knife and he said, the only way I'm going to get out of here, nobody's going to find me, is to take this leg off.
Oh, my God. How did he not bleed out?
I bit on something, and I just started cutting.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now, we have audio of him talking.
Oh, God.
Sean, I've not heard the audio. I did see, though, where the audio came from, and it said, warning, content, warning.
Oh, it did?
Can we play it?
Yeah, he just describes his sensation of cutting to his leg.
I'm taking off my headphones.
If I mention Sleep Number again, if I mention T-Mobile again, can I? I want to hear it.
It's not horribly gory, but he does talk about.
I'm taking off my headphones. I don't want to hear it. Go. You can do it.
Come on, Texnado. You want to hear this, right?
I'm taking off my headphones. All right,
let me.
Right,
first of all, he's going to blame himself for the accident, okay? So this isn't the gory part.
Okay,
so you might want to listen to this one.
Okay.
If I could have got by that first load, unloading, I think I'd have thought of it or seen it. But I was in that routine like I always used to do. And I didn't think of it. I stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in. And I was trying to pull it out. And It kept pulling. When it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all.
This is not good. Have you ever been in that situation where you said to yourself that you're in a really bad situation?
Oh, did he not? I didn't listen.
Not yet.
Oh, we
But he said to himself,
part?
here's what he said. Okay, let me update you since you didn't listen, okay? At the very end of that clip, he says, I stuck my leg in there and I realized that I was caught. I made a bad decision.
Okay.
Now I'm in a world of trouble. I'm in trouble. Okay. You ever been in that position? Yeah. I got in that position once scuba diving.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
This is
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
This is a totally. Big situation, and it's bad.
That's real
All
bad.
Right, so here we go. I'm going to play.
Oh, now the bad part?
No, here's the cutoff of the leg.
Okay, thank
you. Now, I'm warning you as you're listening in your car this morning, okay? Mm. But if you're like me, you want to hear it. Here we go.
When I had my pocket knife in my pocket, I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just boom. Every time when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there.
Boop!
Wow.
It's off! Wow!
Okay.
How did he do that?
Ooh, now, let me ask you something. And I'm being serious.
What?
Do you have that taxidermied?
And the leg?
And put it on your wall?
It sounds like he just left it in the field. But yeah, I think you'd grab the leg, throw it under your arms, and take it with you, right?
For sure. Yeah, you preserve that.
Yeah, because like my grandpa caught a big, huge bass, and I told you this, and he mounted it on the wall.
Yeah.
And the lure that he used, he hung it from the ceiling and hung it right in front of the bass's mouth. Yeah. Really cute, right? So I'm thinking you keep your leg, you have it taxidermied, and you put it on the wall. I mean, that is a conversation piece.
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome.
That is my leg.
You could put it inside the big mouse bass. Like the bass had the leg in its mouth.
So when my mom had
you can make a scene.
When my mom had a just ignore him.
Wait a minute, Sean.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking Sean, you could taxidermy like a Sean. Shark up there and stick that leg in its mouth.
Oh yeah.
No, whoa, that's guys. No. She's talking about a real scene with her dad who caught the fish. This has nothing to do with a fish. It's got nothing to do with a shark.
you would put
the auger up there with the leg and you wouldn't Sean.
So when my mom had a double mastectomy, my dad, we're a sick family, right? So both her breasts were being taken off and they were triple D's. My mom had triple D's. My dad wanted to make them into beer taps.
Oh. All right, now this has turned really
ugly. I'm just saying. He said he was going to miss him. And he wanted to find a way to make him into a taxidermy boob like beer tap. I'm not even kidding.
I think this entire show's on gummy bears.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear.
What?
I'm a gummy bear.
Wow.
What just happened?
Can you believe this guy did this?
I know.
I think that if you got in this situation.
I'd pass out.
How did he
not pass out?
If you knew you were going to pass, you were going to die, I think you would have the courage to do this.
And maybe because it was caught in there for so long, maybe it was already numb and he wouldn't feel it. I don't know. Oh, this is too much.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.